just that although we have Security Council Resolution 1325, which has really galvanized public commitment to women's participation and for their inclusion, there is a high level of awareness around the need for women's involvement. And there are also a few countries like Somalia and DR Congo where you find that there has been some measure of women's inclusion. However, we still find that there is a lot of spaces where women could be participating, but where they are not. For instance, the ongoing peace process for Darfur, which is led by the African Union, there is no participation of women. And we're also looking at the peace processes going on for Cote d'Ivoire. The levels of women's participation there is also very negligible. In the East Africa region, we find that maybe it's only in Uganda where you have people like Betty Bigombe being peace negotiators, but primarily there's a predominance of men. So we still feel that there is a strong need to implement the issues of women's involvement and leadership in the negotiations within the intergovernmental processes.
What contributions do women make to the peace process?
Women bring in their particular perspectives based on their experiences. And the experiences of women, first is how they experience the conflict itself. We know that it's mostly women who are displaced, who would be in the camps as IDPs or as refugees. We also know that women experience sexual violence or gender-based violence in situations of conflict. And also that women participate in the whole architecture of war, taking responsibilities, which at times is an extension of their reproductive roles. And these are issues which don't find expression at the peace table. And you find that, for instance, when programs on demobilization and reintegration are being developed, the focus is on the person holding the gun. And yet women would have participated in the peace process without necessarily holding the gun, but being combatants all the same. And these are issues which we think are critical for reflection and for inclusion.
Is it also a matter of men looking upon women as their equals?
I think it's a matter of, yes, looking at it from an equality point of view, but also looking at it from a citizenship point of view, that there has to be equal opportunities for citizens of a country or citizens of the world to contribute equally to the well-being and the safety of their living context and their living environment. And if you have a situation where almost half or more than half of the world population is not contributing effectively to the well-being of their environments, it means we are shortchanging the processes by not including women.
Now, this is the last day of the UN conference in New York that's dealing with civil society. What does UNIFEM hope to see come out of it?
First, we hope to see a very strong commitment and message recognizing that the critical spaces where women are organizing and contributing is through civil society. Because already we know that there are few women or less women in decision-making in the formal structures of governance. Therefore, the substantive space which women occupy in terms of organizing, influencing, service delivery, and support in pre-conflict and post-conflict situation is in civil society. And therefore, we hope that this conference could recognize that critical space which women occupy and therefore have a commitment to including women's organizations in the peace-building mechanisms that evolve. And secondly, we hope that the conference would also come up with a strong commitment and a strong call for availability of resources to women's organizations, especially financial resources that are availed for post-conflict reconstruction. The third strong recommendation relates to the whole issue of protection of women from gender-based violence and the need to address the issue of impunity, especially in Africa where the situation of women is made worse by the situation of poverty and HIV and AIDS. Sexual violence can actually mean infection to HIV and may lead to very devastating effects for the family, for the community, and for the individual woman. So the whole issue of sexual violence and violence against women is one serious issue.
Just prior to the recent G8 summit in Scotland, President Bush announced a new initiative regarding violence against women. Is this in line with UNIFEM's program?
Violence against women is a violation of women's human rights. And in situations of conflict, it is actually a crime against humanity. Rape especially, which is committed as part of the war, is a crime against humanity. And therefore, the discussion must center around protection of women's human rights. Whatever differences of approach, of methodologies, of perspectives that might be there, but the fundamental issue is about protecting women's human rights.